You're listening to AW Accelerate, Advertising Week's companion podcast to our startup program that provides education, business development, and partnership opportunities to marketing and media-related technology companies across the globe. We are live here at Advertising Week New York 2024 to talk to this year's Accelerate participants. Daria, would you mind introducing yourself?
Yes. Hello. My name is Daria Gristara. I am founder and CEO of Direct Persuasion Group, a full-service marketing agency based in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.?
Yes. There's not many of us here at Advertising Week.
No, there's not. But not too far a trip.
Not too far. The Acela makes it easy.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I was employee number one. I started in 2018. The founders were based in Washington, D.C. and London, actually. They had a commercial side of the business. Mm-hmm. They started wanting to build out the political side of the business. My history is in political. I dropped out of college, actually, to work on a presidential campaign and kind of never looked back and fell in love with political marketing. It's very fast-paced. It rewards the young and the hardworking, and you can accomplish a lot because you look at things holistically. And you have to work really quickly. There's not, you know, a few months until launch. It's a few hours until launch.
And where did the idea for direct persuasion come from?
There is a lot of saturation in the market. There's a lot of agencies that service political, but we were specifically focused on the 2020 presidential, which required big scale. So our agency was going to be expected to spend and raise billions of dollars, and we needed to spin it up quickly. We needed a gritty team that looked beyond the merry-go-round of Washington, D.C. and tapped into the global commercial partners that fuel commercial brands. And so the founders had commercial experience and wanted to bring that to politics and wanted a smart team with a political background to bring that all together.
And is this your first startup?
Every operation in politics is a startup. This was my first true business startup. And so as employee number one, I got to build out the team under me, build out the processes, build out the operation, help with client recruitment and revenue. And last year, the founders of the company actually sold me the company and we formed under a new name and same team, same clientele, but we're expanding even bigger.
Amazing. Well, what has been the biggest challenge for you so far?
I want to get out of just servicing political. And so bringing everything we've learned in the political market to other sectors, that's actually super transferable. So political is a very sensitive topic.
Oh, yeah.
It's not always considered the most brand safe environment.
No.
There's a lot of limitations with advertising channels. And so we've had to get very creative. And there's a lot of other industries that fall in suit. The nonprofit world, government world, public affairs, rapid response. Crisis communications. There's a lot of different sectors that benefit off the locality and sensitivity of politics.
Undoubtedly, you have a lot of competitors. What do you feel really differentiates what you're doing?
Politics, I always say, is 30 years behind commercial advertising.
Interesting.
Yes. It's because it's a very relational market. Mm-hmm. It's hard for New York City or even global companies to kind of break through. It's very much like, well, we've always done it this way, so let's do it this way. So how we differentiate is we raised billions of dollars and spent billions of dollars online. And so with that massive scale, we're able to test and do things that when you're operating in a two-year cyclical election cycle, you don't have the freedom, the budget, the flexibility or time to test those things out. And so what my agency ended up learning first and foremost was measurement at the forefront, and that unless there is a clear reason why we're doing something, it shouldn't be done. And just because it's always been done doesn't mean that's the right way to do things.
But that's the secret. You've cracked the code?
In political so far.
In political. Well, if you can find the secret for everything else, I'd love to know what it is.
Me too.
And what do you think success looks like down the road for you?
Oh, I want to work on shit that matters.
Excellent. Well, I love that.
Yes. And I think a lot of people shy away from the shit that matters because it's hard.
Yeah.
And it's difficult markets, but that's the stuff that excites me. And so when a client comes to us and is at their wit's end. They hate their agency partners. They're not seeing any growth. They're actually seeing decline. That's when I get most excited. And so success to me will be able to pilot enough of those programs where we have the recipe to success.
If one wanted to find out more about you or Direct Persuasion, where would they go?
DirectPersuasion.com.
Oh, that's easy, isn't it? Wow, I just love that you're in here doing the challenging things in the, you know, the most volatile place possible, and crack the code. That's just like you've pretty much tackled everything.
Yeah, advertising week in October of an election year. Yeah. It's very poor planning.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show. This is great.
Thank you so much.